Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And we're going through these relational verses right now because of the book, The Seven Deadly Friendships, put out by Harvest House Publishers. Boy, this has been one of those days where I'm just jumping over my words. But by Harvest House, and it releases in just a few days. I would so appreciate your prayers. This is about those broken and toxic friendships that get you down and you can't seem to move beyond. And those can be family relationships or friendships or anything. And it's also a book for men and women, not just a book for women. So be praying for that. I would really appreciate it. Today we're in Jeremiah 5, 26 through 29 in the New International Version, NIV, and it says this. Among my people are the wicked who lie in wait, like men who snare birds, and like those who set traps to catch people. Like cages full of birds, their houses are full of deceit. They have become rich and powerful and have grown fat and sleek. Their evil deeds have no limit. They do not seek justice. They do not promote the case of the fatherless. They do not defend the just case of the poor. Should I not punish them for this, declares the Lord? Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that you spoke to the nation of Israel so clearly, that you saw what they were going through. I am grateful that you are El Roy, the God who sees. You see the widow and the orphan. You see the oppressed. You are angry at injustice and are longing to see your people be people of justice on this earth, to do justice and walk in justice and to love justice and to love mercy. So help us to become folks like that. Help us to not give up the fight to defend the widow and the orphan and those who do not have power in our world. And so, Lord, it's easy for us to see widow and orphan and we think, oh, well, that's not really something, you know, that happens in our world today. Well, obviously it does, but I'm thinking more along the lines of people that don't have power, people who are oppressed and minority folks, and sometimes women in certain countries of the world. And Lord, help us to stand up. Of course, children and vulnerable children, help us to stand up for their rights. Lord, this also, the scripture talks so much about people who are wicked. And it's so frustrating, Lord, that people walk away from you because of people's wickedness. They think to themselves, and this is a very logical thing, well, why is there so much evil in the world if there is a good God? And it's because you've allowed... You have loved us enough to give us free will, and some people's free will, they have gone to the extreme of their free will, as Romans 1 talks about, and they've been given over. And when someone has been given over to their own conscience and not the conscience of God, then they begin to become depraved. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to discern in our lives those folks who are walking that terrible path, and help us to expose evil so that it is seen and not hidden in the darkness, but we would shine a light on it through the power of the Holy Spirit. There are people out there who are predatory. Within the seven deadly friendships, one of them is called Predator Page, and there are Predator Pages and Predator Patricks out there, although my husband's name is Patrick, and I don't want to say that about him, but there are predators out there, and we need to be wise. We need to be discerning about those folks. They're very, very good at hiding. They know that if they were just fully predatorial all the time, people would run away from them. So they mask that by looking charming. And so help us to know when folks are being predatory. Also, I pray, Lord, you would help us to become a society and a people and a church who believe the stories of the victims and the survivors of abuse. Lord, there's so much secondary abuse going on in the world where someone will finally disclose their abuse and the person that they're disclosing to won't believe them or will ask them questions like, well, what were you wearing? And Lord, that is just the worst kind of secondary abuse. I am so burdened by it. And so help us to become people who dignify victims, who listen to stories and don't question their motives or whatever. But Lord, help us to be good Samaritans who actually see people hurting and we cross over to the other side of the road and we bind up wounds and bandage wounds and pay for help along the way. and we love those who are hurting instead of trying to kick them when they're down. So Lord, help us to be that way. I pray all this in your beautiful name. Amen. Now today is a World Wednesday. We're coming back to that, and I'm so excited. And today we have a special treat. We have Daniel Orozco, who left a message on MaryDeMuth.com. So if you go to MaryDeMuth.com, upper right-hand side, there'll be this little microphone. You click on that, and you can record yourself praying the Lord's Prayer in another language other than English. And he didn't do that, but he did talk about some verses in James from last month. And so this is all in Spanish, and I hope that it blesses you. So without further ado, here is Daniel.
Hola, espero estén teniendo un excelente día. Mi nombre es Daniel Orozco, estoy en San Diego. Y quisiera darles el mensaje del día. Estamos tomando como referencia el libro de Santiago, capítulo 1, versículo 21 al 25, en el cual nos dice: por esto despójense de toda inmundicia y de la maldad que tanto abunda, para que puedan recibir con humildad la palabra sembrada en ustedes, la cual tiene poder para salvarles la vida. No se contenten solo por escuchar la palabra, pues así se engañan ustedes mismos. Llévenla a la práctica. El que escucha la palabra pero no la pone en práctica es como que el que se mira en él. En el rostro, en un espejo, y después de mirarse se va o se retira del espejo y se olvida enseguida de cómo es uno. Pero quien se fija atentamente en la ley perfecta que da la libertad y persevera en ella, no olvidando lo que ha oído, sino haciéndolo, recibirá la bendición al practicarla. Básicamente se refiere a que si realmente somos cristianos, hay que llevarlo a la práctica. Uno de los principales funciones que debemos de tener es el respetar a los demás, amar a los demás. Así tengan sus diferencias, tenemos que amarlos, tenemos que ayudarlos. Y siguiendo esto todos los días, verán una mejora en su vida, en su corazón, aceptando a Jesús como nuestro Dios, como el Salvador, el que vino y murió por nosotros para que podamos ser libres de pecado. Él solo dio amor y compasión, y es lo único que nos pidió, el amarnos los unos a los otros, amarnos a nuestros semejantes como nos amamos a nosotros mismos. Si nosotros seguimos esto todos los días, habrá un cambio muy grande en nuestras vidas. Gracias y espero que tengan un excelente día.